I was just on my way to class, minding my own business when...
Hey, Funny, huh? Why don't you do something constructive for a change? Put these on.
No thanks, Roger. I'm wearing my own underwear.
No, on the statue, doofus. Everyone knows we always dress up Old Man Bluff's statue on school anniversary day. Isn't that right, guys?
I don't know, Roger.
Come on, Funny. You put on the shorts while I get the rest of the ensemble.
I've got a funny feeling about this.
Doug! What are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm just, helping out with school anniversary day.
School anniversary day? What are you talking about, Doug?
What a sucker! Roger!
Watch it, Doug! All right, you! Hold it right there!
Mr. Bone!
Tampering with school property, eh? Oh, you're in for it now.
Oh, no. Not the rule book.
Let's see. Tampering with undergarments, boxer shorts, flannel briefs. Here we go. Rule number 47. Any person or persons involved in or around the act of putting polka dotted underwear on the school founder statue must serve one Saturday detention.
Huh?
Oh, yes. And you all have Mr. Funny here to thank.
That's me.
Specifically forbids note passing in detention halls. Also, spitball shooting, knuckle cracking, daydreaming.
Hey, Funny, thanks for ruining my whole weekend.
Yawning, whistling, bubblegum blowing.
Gosh, Skeeter, Mr. Bone has a rule against everything.
I heard that. Rule number 1256. Huh? No whispering behind the back of the assistant principal. Unless you're the principal.
Oh, man. Gosh, who would have thought you could get in trouble for breaking stupid rules? I bet Quail Man would know how to deal with a rule maniac like Mr. Bone.
The Adventures of Quail Man, a superhero able to stay up past his own bedtime, and his canine companion, Quail Dog.
Bills, bills, and more bills. What's this? Not another sweepstakes, I hope. Silly, pointless rule book. You may have already broken one of my rules. Looks like the rule meister is up to his old tricks again. When will that scoundrel learn that rules shouldn't be silly and pointless? They are for the common good of the people. Come, Quail Dog. Time for some serious investigation. Obey the rules or else. I think the rule meister may have gone too far this time, but what do the people think? Huh? Stop me if I'm being nosy, but why are all you good people standing upside down?
Don't you know? It's a rule. At 3 o'clock, you have to stand on your head.
Didn't you read the rule meister's rule book, Quail Man?
Standing on your head? Listen, citizens, someone has to stand up to the rule meister and just say no to silly and pointless rules.
Wow, what a superhero.
I'll take care of him. But first, time for some ice-cold nourishment. Come, Quail Dog. Not just yummy, but less filling than those other frozen cheeses.
Here's your change, Quail Man.
Excuse me, but what are you doing?
It's a rule. When you give someone change, you have to hop up and down.
Hop up and down? I simply cannot follow such a silly and pointless rule.
Suit yourself, Quail Man. But I'd sure hate to make the rule meister mad at me.
I'm sure that's just rule meister rubbish.
Oh, that's what you think, Quail Man. You dared to disobey my silly and pointless rule. Now you must pay. My precious weekend blaster will speed up the Earth's rotation from Friday to Monday. No more Saturdays, no more Sundays, no more weekends!
These cheese on a stick sure pack a lot.
Way to receive a penalty for Quail Man's disobedience!
Weekends disappear. Why? Because I said so.
The Ruhlmeister. Egad.
It's Monday, all right, but what happened to the weekend?
Hello, Quail Man? It's Bud Dink. Sorry about not coming by this weekend, but I couldn't find the time. Literally. Call me at work, will you?
This is Mayor Robert Bob White here. Quail Man, we were supposed to play goof-off golf this weekend, weren't we? But now it's Monday.
Did I miss something? I'm so confused. Please call.
No more weekends. Do you realize what this means, Quail Dog? No more playing quail ball. No more quail brunch.
Too bad about the weekends, Quail Man.
The Ruhlmeister.
But you disobeyed my silly and pointless rules, so everyone must suffer.
Nobody ruins my weekend that easily. Come on, Quail Dog. We've got work to do.
We want our weekends! We want our weekends!
It's not fair!
Fair? Who said rules had to be fair?
But when will I get my hair cut?
And when do we get a day off from school?
Don't come crying to me. Talk to Quail Man. He broke the rules. Now everyone must suffer.
Quail Man?
That's right. So if you want your weekends back, you'd better obey my rules. I love this job. My little plan is a success. No one will dare disobey my rules again, no matter how ridiculous they are.
Don't count on it, Ruhlmeister.
Quail Man! Quail Dog!
That's right, Ruhlmeister. Your silly scheme is scum.
But you can't be here. You're breaking another rule. See? No visitors after 6.
Don't make me mad, Ruhlmeister. I've had a lousy weekend.
Well, it's the last weekend you'll ever see. Thanks to me, there are now 5 days in the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday,
this
Tuesday,
guy's got
to
screw loose. I've got to use my powers of intelligence to come up with a plan pronto. The rule book. That's it. Now to unleash the speed of the quail. Remember, kids, reading is fundamental.
All right, that's it, mister. You've broken another rule. No one reads my rule book except me. Now you're really going to get it.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about rule number 1,987,642?
Huh? All socks must match at all times, except on weekends. Oh, no. I've broken my own rule. I'm weak. I'm a failure. I'm melting.
Oh, no, you're not. Don't be such a silly meister. You know, you really ought to get a hobby. But first, I must unfix the weekend blaster.
And so, thanks to the quail powers of speed, intelligence,
and this nifty instruction manual,
Quail Man and Quail Dog turned the tables on the Ruhlmeister and gave everyone their weekends back.
Hey, what's this? How to create a new day. I know, we can call it Fun Day.
And so, Quail Man slowed down the Earth's rotation to create a new day of the week, Fun Day. Much to the delight of weekend lovers everywhere.
Hold it right there, mister. I said hold it right there.
Ruhlmeister, I mean Mr. Bone.
You know the rules. No drawing in detention hall.
What would Quail Man do? Mr. Bone, do the school's rules apply to everyone?
Every person without exception.
Well, excuse me, sir, but you've just broken one of your own rules. No grabbing other people's comics.
Huh?
And according to your rule book, the punishment is 1 Saturday detention.
Well, I can't stay here all day. I have a yodeling class.
It's a rule, Mr. Bone.
Well,
but it's a silly and pointless rule.
But that's what we've been telling you, Mr. Bone.
I don't want to miss my yodeling lesson.
Mr. Bone, may I suggest a new rule?
Another rule?
Just one more. Rule number 1,900,003. No more Saturday detentions.
Effective immediately?
Well, it's up to you, Mr. Bone.
Well, I say, last one out's a rotten egg.
Well, Quail Man, I guess some rules aren't so bad after all, right?